It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market today?
You know, we're going to have to go with wheat, you know, especially the Minneapolis market as we continue to see strength. Again, overnight, we had some pretty good push in the market and spilled over into the winter wheat contracts. I mean, not only are we looking at delayed planting up here in the Northern Plains because of mother, old man winter just doesn't want to leave this year. It seems like he wants to stick around. And with our cold, wet forecast, right now, it's looking like there's going to be virtually no activity up here in the Northern Plains until now, the middle of May. That likely will take away some wheat acres. We're going to see Stats Canada's acres come out tomorrow. That also will give us a little direction. But for the most part, I think, you know, and the winter wheat continues to see dry, hot and dry conditions as it's right now. The estimate has about 25% of the western parts of Kansas, the winter wheat crop there, being abandoned. So it's, you know, too wet in one, too dry in the other.
Sure. What's not hot with them?
I'd have to lean towards the row crops, primarily more towards soybeans, even though Indonesia came out last Friday and said they're going to put a ban on exporting the palm oil. That should have helped support the bean oil market, but we've had this market go up strong. We've had good demand, but right now it looks like the Corn Belt is going to be able to see a little bit of planting progress by the end of this week. They'll be in the field. And right now, because of the delayed planting up here, it looks like it could be more beans. So that's kind of taken a little bit of the wind out of the soybean market.
Palm oil futures, too, I guess, with that market, that should support, but we're not seeing that.
Exactly. It should be supporting the market. I mean, you know, they export, I mean, they control like a third of the world's exports out of Indonesia. That should be somewhat supportive to the vegetable oil market, but we have run up pretty high in the bean oil market. So I think it was kind of buying the rumors, now we're selling the fact. I don't think the market is done, per se, as seeing major, you know, going to just collapse at this point, but I do think we're going to see some profit-taking and a little bit of correction.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.